How are you
going?
Good.
Hi, I'm Marg Sipfendorfer, and we're at the Puringa Christmas Tree Farm on the Sturt Highway, out of about 7 km out of Puringa.
So how did you actually first start this idea of growing Christmas trees? Because there wouldn't be too many out in the Riverland region that would grow these.
No, there's no one else that I know of. And we planted a small patch about 20 years ago, just sold to family and friends. And then about 10 years ago, we planted up this about 3 acres of mixed native pines and Aleppo pines and started advertising and selling them a bit more widely.
So how long does it take to grow one of these? Because we're seeing some are quite small, some are quite large.
Yes, they take about 3 or 4 years to get to, you know, about 1.5 metres, which is the size that most people sort of like. But we have got, of course, some really tall ones that have been here for like 10 years. Yes, and we've got smaller ones that, you know, only a couple of years old.
So just looking at this tree here, obviously very lush, the tree needles are obviously very sharp. How long do these trees actually last once they're cut from the ground and hit the living room?
Well, you need to keep the water up to them. So I've put them in a bucket and fill up the bucket with water and top the water level up every, you know, 2 or 3 days. Then they should last, you know, good 2-3 weeks. And there's an old wives' tale, if you add an aspirin to the water, the tree lasts longer.
An aspirin?
Yes, an aspirin. I'm not sure if that really works, but we always do it. And, you know, try and keep it in a cool place.
So how's the season so far gone for you? Because you were saying earlier that this is really the year that you've decided to step it up in terms of your marketing side.
Yes, we decided that we needed to up our sales a bit and get a bit more serious about it. So we started a Facebook page, and that's been our best friend, really. That's been fantastic. And some local stores kindly agreed to display one of our trees.
How do you even grow one of these? Because I think there's this saying that you can pretty much grow anything in the Riverland because there's, you know, cold winters and hot summers, but these would obviously take a fair bit of care.
Yes, well, my husband's the gardener. He's the one who grows them, and he propagates them from seed, actually. So they're all on drippers, so they do need some water. But they're really well adapted to our climate and our limestone soil that we've got here. So they, like the native pines are, you know, Australian native, and the Aleppo pines grow quite widely in like the Mediterranean and Middle East. So they're used to quite dry, you know, hot conditions. So they grow really well too. Yeah.
So what's your history in farming?
Well, we used to have a stone fruit property and then wine grapes. But we've sold most of the land now and we just grow the Christmas trees. And my husband's got the green thumb, so he loves it.
A good retirement project?
Yes, it's been a really good retirement project, yes. And, you know, we love selling the Christmas trees to, like, the families that come out with the children. And the children think it's a great adventure and have great fun running around picking out the best tree.
Do you think many people still buy natural Christmas trees? Because you can buy them so cheap in most stores now, but personally I remember as a child that I used to love the smell of a new fresh Christmas tree.
Yes, I think there's something special about a real tree, and but a lot of people do buy the artificial ones, so we're fighting a bit of an uphill battle there. But, you know, the families that come out to choose a real tree, you know, have the kids think it's a big adventure and they love it, and it's something the family can do together. And you know, there's nothing like a real tree with that lovely pine smell.